All right, everyone, we're going to reconvene. Next up, we have item number 18, discussion of possible action for a special use permit 2018-053. Is a request by the applicant to allow for construction of a single-family residence and accessory structures on a 19.8-acre vacant property located in the forestry zone east of Virginia City in Six Mile Canyon. The subject property is a portion of the west one-half of the northwest one-quarter of Section 25, Township 17, North, Range 21, East, Six Mile Canyon, Scurry County, Nevada, having the assessor's parcel number 004-321-40. Ms. Canfield.
Yes, thank you. As you said, this is a special use permit for a residence in the forestry zone. Our zoning code, as it's written today, requires everything in the forestry zone to obtain a special use permit. So the applicant has requested one for a single-family residence and then any associated accessory structures that would go with the single-family residence. The property is at the eastern end of Six Mile Canyon. There is a special flood hazard area that follows the Six Mile Canyon Road that's down there. So no new development's allowed within that flood hazard area, but they are allowed the crossings to
get into the property. I'm going to have to ask you guys not to talk because we can hear you from up here. It carries. Okay? Thank you. Good. Kathy?
We did, when we sent out the notices, we did receive one inquiry from a neighbor. We sent them the staff report, and they didn't have any other questions or concerns. And the Planning Commission recommended unanimously, with one absent, that for approval.
Okay. Commissioners, have any questions or concerns? Yeah?
I don't. No.
Okay. We have public comment on this item? The applicant is present. You can speak if you'd like to, or you don't have to. Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Very quickly, just to reflect the record, it's on a 19-acre parcel. It's legally non-conforming, so that's okay. Normally, you have to be 40 acres.
Right. Yeah, so there's no objections from anyone. I'd like to have you read the findings of fact for the motion for approval.
Okay. This approval is for special use permit 2018-053, a request by the applicant to allow for the construction of a single-family residence and accessory structures on a 19.8-acre vacant property located in the forestry zoning district along Six Mile Canyon Road. The subject property is a portion of the west half of the northwest quarter of Section 25, Township 17 North, Range 21 East, Six Mile Canyon, Story County, Nevada, and having assessor's parcel number 004-321-40. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the resources designated area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding for the special use permit is provided in Section 2.D of the staff report, and the contents thereof are cited in an approval of the special use permit. The special use permit complies with general purpose, goals, objectives, and standards of the county master plan, the zoning ordinance, and any other plan, program, or map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to the official notice by the county. The proposal, location, size, height, operations, and other significant features will be compatible with and will not cause substantial negative impact on adjacent land uses or will perform a function or provide a service that is essential to the surrounding land uses, community, and neighborhood. The special use permit will result in no substantial or undue adverse effect on adjacent property, the character of the neighborhood, traffic conditions, parking, public improvements, public sites, or right-of-way or other matters affecting the public health, safety, and general welfare, either as they now exist or as they may in the future be developed as a result of the implementation of the provisions and policies of the county master plan, this title, and any other plans, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to an official notice by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction to guide growth and development. The proposed use in the proposed area will be adequately served by and will impose no undue burden on any of the improvements, facilities, utilities, or services provided by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction in the county. The special use permit with the recommended conditions of approval complies with the requirement of chapters 17.03.150 special use permit, 17.12 general provisions, and 17.32 forestry zone.
Very good. Thank you, Kathy. All right. Findings of fact. Commissioner McGregor, can you get a motion to approve this item?
Sure. In accordance with the recommendations by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 3.8 of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, County Commissioner Jack McGuffey, moved to approve special use permit number 2018-053, a request by the applicant to allow for construction of a single-family residence and accessory structures on a 19.8-acre vacant property located in the forestry zoning district along 6 Mile Canyon Road. The subject property is a portion of the west half of the northwest, one quarter of Section 25, Township 17 North, Range 21 East, 6 Mile Canyon, Story County, Nevada, and having assessor's parcel number 004-321-40.
I'll second your motion.
Very good. I move to second to approve the special use permit 2018-053. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Good luck to you, the new pioneers of Six Mile Canyon. You bet. Moving along now to item number 19. Discussion of possible action. The applicant requests to abandon a portion of unimproved F Street right-of-way located within Virginia City. The right-of-way abandonment would be approximately 50 feet by 65 feet located between Lot 5, Block 227, and Lot 5, Block 228 of Virginia City. The project also includes the dedication of an existing traveled way identified as F Street, although not currently located in the F Street right-of-way. The right-of-way abandonment is located adjacent to the vacant parcels owned by the applicant at 660 South F Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, and borders assessor's parcel numbers APN 001-121-02 and 001-124-08. Ms. Cantor.
Thank you. Again, this is a piece of roadway abandonment. It's a 50 by 65 foot section. It's this purple striped area. That's right in here. The applicant owns the piece, this triangular piece here, and then this piece right here. So he's requested to abandon this section here. There's existing, currently there's no existing improvements in this area. There is an AT&T pole that is located there. AT&T has been in contact with the applicant, and they're in the process of moving that because as they found, as they went through this, they didn't really have easements where a lot of their lines were hanging over. So they're coming to cleaning that up in the next little bit. So the area to be abandoned is right up here. On this map, this shows the area in orange is what's supposed to be abandoned. This area in red stripe would be the existing roadway easements. It's currently existing. It was built following the topography rather than the mapped areas where the road should go. So this is the right-of-way for F Street on the map, but this is actually called F Street, and this is where it currently exists. In 2010, there was another this piece of roadway was abandoned by the county, and then there was a piece. This piece here was abandoned in 2010, and as part of that abandonment, this area of the roadway was dedicated to the county. This was abandoned in 2002, and then also in 2002 as well. So the reason being is that these roadways, this is kind of a hill and a cliff here, so the idea of these roads really going through and being built down these cliffs is really not feasible. At this point, the applicant at first had discussed abandoning all of this area here. That was, at this point, the county staff wasn't in favor of that going forward because we have there's four legal lots of record here. And even though these are owned by the same property owner,
They are still legal lots of record, and they could be sold individually, so these lots still need to have some public right-of-way to get to those if they end up being sold individually. In the future, although we couldn't give conceptual approval, if these were all consolidated, there might be rationale to abandon this at that time, but that's not the case today. At our Planning Commission meeting, we had a discussion about the dedication of this. I think there was maybe a little misunderstanding about we are just asking for the dedication of an easement, not a dedication of the actual land. The county's requesting and the applicant agreed that we would dedicate an actual easement for the roadway, for the actual width of the roadway itself, plus 2 feet on either side for snow removal and drainage issues. And then at some point in the future, we amended Condition E at the Planning Commission so that if the applicant wanted to try to relocate this roadway at some point, we would be open to doing that in the language that we put in the condition, that they could consider that. We did have some comments from some neighbors. I believe one of the comments was also sent to the board from neighbors that live on Ridge Street. One of the comments was about paving of Ridge Street. Unfortunately for them, what happened was there's a lot of these streets, because of the sewer project, were repaved in the area. The sewer line doesn't go down Ridge Street. It stops at the end of it. So that wasn't a street that was included in the pavement. And that's been something that they were desiring to happen. So Public Works, I know, has talked to them, but that's kind of a different issue than what we're dealing with this. We did have some other neighbors up here, and nobody had any concerns. They didn't have any questions about what they were proposing to do. The Planning Commission recommended unanimously to recommend approval of the abandonment, and we had one accident. So the applicant's here, if they have any questions, and if there's anything else I can explain.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. So Kathy, the proposed travelway that you have marked, it looks like it's going through four lots. Are those?
Yes. So it's this road right here. And this is really
It's already there.
It's already there.
Oh, okay.
It's what's called F Street right now.
Okay, gotcha.
I think most people, if you weren't familiar with assessor's maps, you would think that was F Street, and this is really where F Street goes,
yeah,
right around in here.
Okay.
It wasn't built where it was.
Right. Okay. Got it.
So as a condition of this, if this is abandoned, we require that this be dedicated and that they consolidate this into one lot. So this lot, everything's consolidated into one.
The questions, Lance?
I believe this was thoroughly reviewed at Planning Commission. They did a great job of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Open up for public comment.
For the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill. Ms. Canfield, you had said that the area in question is not being you said that it was being abandoned, and then you also said that it was just looking for an easement.
This area is being abandoned. This area would be an easement.
Okay, I'm sorry. I must have misheard you then. So basically we're going to abandon that portion of the mountainside, which really isn't a road, and then combine all of that property into one lot.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Additional public comment? Nicole, could you throw the lights back on? Yeah, when you look at it, there's no indication that F Street ever was completed through there.
Yes.
It's kind of the topography out there would be very difficult to have a road going through there. So. Okay, once more, any public comment? No more? Okay. Yeah. So there's no objection, so I'll have you read the findings of fact. Motion to approve.
This approval is to abandon a portion of unimproved F Street right-of-way located within Virginia City. The right-of-way abandonment would be approximately 50 feet by 65 feet, located between Lot 5, Block 227, and Lot 5, Block 228 of Virginia City. The project also includes the dedication of an existing travelway identified as F Street, although not located in the F Street right-of-way. The right-of-way abandonment is located adjacent to a vacant parcels owned by the applicant at 660 South F Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, and borders assessor's parcel number APN 001-121-02 and 001-124-08. The abandonment complies with NRS 278.480 relating to abandonment of a street or easement. The abandonment complies with all federal, state, and county regulations pertaining to vacation or abandonment of streets or easements, including NRS 278.240. The abandonment will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding vicinity. The abandonment will not cause the public to be materially injured by the proposed abandonment. The conditions of approval for the requested abandonment do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code Chapter 17.12.090, General Provisions, Access and Rights of Way, or any other federal, state, or county regulation.
Thank you, Gabby. Jack, we can get a motion to approve.
Sure. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings under Section 3.A of staff report, and in compliance with all conditions of approval, County Commissioner Jack McGuffey hereby move to approve the abandonment of a portion of unimproved S Street right-of-way located within Virginia City. The right-of-way abandonment would be approximately 50 feet by 65 feet, located between Lot 5, Block 227, and Lot 5, Block 228 of Virginia City. The project also includes the dedication of an existing travelway identified as F Street, although not located in the F Street right-of-way. The right-of-way abandonment is located adjacent to a vacant parcel owned by the applicant at 660 South F Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, and borders assessor's parcel number 001-121-02 and parcel number 001-124-08.
Second motion. Move in second. Approve this abandonment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Good luck to you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Chairman.
You bet. You bet. Look forward to seeing what you bring to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Moving along now to item number 20. Discussion of possible action on Bill number 109, the second reading of ordinance number 18-298. Mr. Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Robert Morris for the record. We're here today to conclude the county's efforts to come up to the 2018 international codes. there hasn't been really any changes since the first reading. Again, it's pretty dry, but it's important to get this done correctly, and we would do that. Again, what we're doing is adopting the 2018 Northern Nevada amendments to the 2018 International Wildland Fire And as I
interface code, I think.
Right. Yeah. And as I explained, there are three levels. There's the code itself. There's the Northern Nevada amendments to that code. And then the Story County changes to the amendments. So there's actually three layers. And there are two sections that the county has chosen not to adopt. That's in this ordinance. So It is ready to be approved, and we would recommend that.
Right. Yeah, thank you. There's no changes since the first reading, so we're good. You got no amendments. Right. Commissioners, have any questions for Bob?
No. No questions.
Okay. Open it for public comment. Any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, we get a motion to approve.
Yeah. I'll move to approve the second reading of Bill number 109, Ordinance number 18-298.
I'll second.
Move the second to approve this second reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Item number 21 is, this time we're going to recess of the Story County Board of Commissioners and convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bring it up next on the agenda item, number 22, for discussion of possible action. A resolution number 18-518 adopting regulations consistent with ordinance 18-298. Excuse me. Amending Story County Code Chapter 15-04. Okay. Mr. Morris.
Thank you again, Robert Morris, for the record. As we did the last time, I've had the regulations to be adopted by the Fire District Board as a resolution. The resolution is included and it's ready to go. If you look at Exhibit 1, it's basically adopting the same sections of the ordinance that you just adopted. And so this puts it into the fire district's regulations. And again, we did it as a resolution because we decided it was going to be easier in the long run not to have the fire district do a separate set of ordinances, just because it would be hard to figure out where they would go.
Yes, I recall that.
So I would recommend approval of the resolution.
Do you want to read the resolution?
I don't think it's necessary.
Not necessary? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then we'll open up for public comment. Any public comment on this resolution? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I move to approve resolution number 18-518.
I'll second.
Move a second to approve resolution 18-518. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. This time we're going to go ahead and adjourn as the Story County Fire Protection District and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners.
Wait, Mr. Chairman. What? I may recall Mr. Schmidt was here some time back with some complaints about the way the agenda was set up. And we had some discussions with the Attorney General's office. He's pretty comfortable with the way the agenda is set up, but his only concern was adjourning these separate boards. And so what we've done is we've amended the agenda to say we're going to recess the board and then we'll adjourn at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
All boards.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the clarification. Okay. Okay, so this time we're going to recess the Story County Fire Protection District Board.
Yeah.
And reconvene the Board of County Commissioners. Bringing up number item 24, discussion of possible action on amendment of resolution 18-519 to provide a new date for public hearing on objections to the proposed lease of a portion of the county complex located at 1705 Peru Drive to the Nevada Highway Patrol for no rent to allow the county manager to license temporary use of the facility to the Nevada Highway Patrol pending final determination on the approval or disapproval of the lease. Mr. Loomis.
Thank you. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. This was before you, I believe it was 2 meetings ago, to give notice of the fact that the county is going to lease a portion of its building complex out on Peru Drive to the Nevada Highway Patrol for no rent. In order to do that, we can do that, but in order to do that, we have to publish a notice of the fact that that's what we're proposing to do and set a date for a hearing on the at which objections to the proposal can be made. We are back today because it did not get published, and so we have to go ahead and set a new date for the hearing and get it published before that new hearing. So this amended resolution provides for a hearing on January 6th, and we'll get it published in the interim prior to January 6th. Because the Highway Patrol wanted to get in there right away, the amended resolution also authorizes the county manager to license the Highway Patrol to use it in the interim pending this board's decision on whether to lease it to the Highway Patrol or not.
The 6th is a Sunday.
6th is a Sunday.
January 7th, Monday.
Okay. In that case, I'd ask to amend the resolution to January 7th.
Yes. Do we need public comment?
Yeah. All righty. Thank you for that, Keith. We'll open up for public comment on this item. Okay. Yes. Carrie Dunn, we go ahead and get a motion to approve this amended.
Thank you, Commissioner Jack McGuffey. Hereby move to amend Resolution 18-519 to provide a hearing on objections to the proposed lease to the 7th day of January 2019 to authorize the county manager to license temporary use of the facility to the Nevada Highway Patrol until a final determination is made on the lease and authorize the chairman to sign.
Second your motion.
We move to second to approve the amendment on Resolution 18-519. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All righty. Moving along now to item number 25, discussion of possible action. Special use permit amendment 2000-222-A-6-2018 by applicant Scott Jolcover, representing Comstock Mining, LLC. Ms. Canfield.
Thank you. This application is to modify two conditions of the previous permit. Condition 1.2, the applicants are requesting that the permit be allowed to have a time limit of 20 years. The original permit was written for 10 years. Our zoning code does allow for 20 years. That would make the expiration date for the permit September 2nd, 2034. And then they're also requesting that special condition 8.5, that's modifying that condition, that the historic preservation efforts take place in Story County only. Originally, it was allowed to also occur in Silver City. There's no other changes to the permit, no changes to the approved operation plan, the land area, or the other conditions of approval. We did receive one letter that was by the Comstock Residents Association that I believe was also handed out to you. And then there were also two other inquiries where people asked for additional information, and we didn't receive any comments after they had a copy of the staff report. The Planning Commission recommended unanimously, with one absent, for approval.
Okay.
So I see this isn't 20 years on top of the end of their 10 years. This is 20 years from the 2014 date.
Yes, that was when it was originally approved, so it was 20 years from that.
It's an amendment to the original special use permit. Okay. Any questions? Okay, we'll take public comment.
For the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill. This special use permit is to approve and provide for mining operations. Is that correct? So my question is why? Maybe Corrado can answer that question. Why do we need to extend it? I mean, currently it's due to expire in 2024. Is that right?
Chairman, I have a statement I want to make to answer that question.
Okay, if you'd like to come on up, I mean, these are some questions that should have been brought up here in the Planning Commission. But, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, Planning Director, for the record. I had made a statement during the Planning Commission when a question like that was asked. Orchestrating the special use permit in 2014 took many months of putting this together. This special use permit is a negotiation that occurred between the mining company and the county and the residents, and it concerns people either for mining or against mining in the community. It took a lot of community effort and a lot of staff time putting this permit together. One benefit of giving an extension to this that I find personally and professionally find important is keeping these conditions in place and not having to renegotiate and restructure this again when it expires in approximately 6 years. I do know that there could be future amendments proposed and those sorts of things, but we would not be starting from scratch. This is a permit that everybody was involved with.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Edward. Mining operations have basically ceased for Comstock Mining for several years now. Tono Gold has leased the Lucerne pit, but I think anyone familiar with or paying attention to current mining technology, the price of gold, and other market conditions will look at the prospect for future mining and consider the facts that they simply don't pencil out until a form of converting the gold that's contained inside low-level or low-grade ore is perfected or, you know, comes upon the scene. I think given the track record of Comstock Mining, while commendable in the terms of their initial efforts, if you look at the actual, you know, I often like to tell my employees, let's not confuse hard work with results. They continue and have, since the beginning of their company, had losing quarters. They've lost almost $200 million of investor money. And there's clearly no appetite for further mining production. On the other hand, you know, it's pretty clear that they have large real estate and land holdings. And so my concern is that, as Mr. Osborne pointed out, a lot of work went into the original SUP. Should it need to be reapproved or extended when it expires, I think at that point it would be prudent for all of the parties to actually reconvene and have new conversations about whether or not it's appropriate. Similarly, I'm very concerned about the arresting the decay and the, you know, the destruction or the you know, the buildings that are of historical value that sit within eyesight of the Overland, the Overman mining building. The Overman mine, the mill, the buildings are falling apart, and if we're going to ask them to you know, preserve historical buildings, I think that it would be appropriate to have the buildings that are falling apart within eyesight of the road and that add to the historical flavor of our community be tended to beyond simply grading some existing tailings. So I'm not sure, you know, what you guys have, what the board has in terms of teeth in getting the historical preservation actually happening, but you know, approving the extension of this for another 10 years, again, my question is why. Thank you. Mr. Thompson.
Mr. Chairman, Chris Thompson, Story County resident, and again, I just want to clear Mamet with the Deputy District Attorney. Mamet, comments about the Planning Commission meeting?
Yes.
As a board member, thank you. So a couple things were important to us when we did a detailed review of this applicant's request. Number one, nothing changes in the enforcement mechanisms that are in the existing permits. So if there's problems, there are enforcement methods and procedures that are well established and available in here. Number two, they've had a good track record. Number three, they've been involved in the community, and they're a very good corporate citizen. And number four, that came up somewhat, is that there are future business possibilities for this company, and having some certainty on the length and the term of their permit means a lot. And I can see that in a business environment where if you're sure that permit is going to have a time frame worthy of some business involvement, some investment, some expenditures, I mean, that makes sense to us. So we didn't see any downside because the enforcement's there and will always be there. Nobody has complained that the existing permit is somehow deeply flawed, and so that's why we approved it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Additional public comment. Mr. DeGasperis.
Plan B. Get my hand out. Sorry. I usually have the right adapter, and I won't take very long. I just want to make a couple of highlights, and then I'll be out here. And for the public, but it's the same presentation that we showed at the Planning Commission meeting.
So just Corrado de Gasperis, Comstock Mining, President and CEO, also Comstock Foundation for History and Culture. And I think, you know, to the extent that there's a provision in this request related to the historical restorations, I would like to just comment on that from that wearing that hat. First, I generally appreciate the public comment process. You know, God knows we've been subject to it in some pretty rigorous ways. And I wanted to just highlight that this permit is extraordinary to the extent that it has 30 plus conditions, all of which related to genuine sensitivity and consideration of balancing the historic district with, you know, modern mining, et cetera. One of the aspects of it was promulgating, incorporating a 1% royalty into the permit. And to date, we've had almost $1 million go into historical restoration. So to the public comment on please prioritize some historical restoration, it seems exceptionally ignorant relative to the amount of work that we've already done, be it the Yellow Jacket, joist and chute work, be it the restorations of the Gold Hill Depot, be it the massive realignment of the state route, you know, and the historical characters around that, be it the full restorations of historical mine sites, and having received 4 awards in the last 4 years from the local, twice with the state, and with the BLM for a shaft restoration, I would be at a loss to reconsider how we could have done more in that short period of time. Having said that, we're moving into full restorations of mill structures. So we couldn't be prouder of that. The board of the foundation is Joe Curtis, Johnny Saylor, Ron James, myself, and the county has a provision to add a board member at its leisure. But we've been coordinating with Sherry, and we're setting up some conferences in March to facilitate education and more historical restoration. So I made a comment at the Planning Commission meeting that if I could leave my day job, I would prefer to do nothing but work with the foundation. And that doesn't include all the work that's gone into the Gold Hill Hotel, which we think is absolutely a crown jewel of the district and about to be made even better. So that's number one. Number two, any conversation about gold and mine economics is laughable. Okay, our joint venture partner has invested $3.5 million, and we've proudly invested over $150 million. So we can talk about operating losses, but it's really important to understand that of our 15-year existence, we only mined for 4. And it was on a relatively initial basis. And gold prices plummeted from $1,750 to $1,050 in that period. At $1,250, where we are today, at $1,450, at $1,650, there's incredible economic feasibility in a mine that the BLM has validated meets the cultural and historical character of what was here before. So we're not talking about anything beyond, and we're not asking for any changes in this incredibly well-devised SUP. However, our joint investor partner has also committed an additional $17 million of development in the next 2.5 years and starting to see prospect of 120 to 130 employees with 5, 6, 7 year mine lives, not, you know, 40 year mine lives. These are very focused endeavors, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to invest that amount of money into Story County if we only have 5 or 6 years remaining on what we felt, you know, should have been a 20 year. I think initially we were very much supportive of, hey, let's get to know each other, let's do what we say we're going to do first,
before we continue, but we really feel we've done that. And we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it in the same genuine way that we have been doing. We're going to be investing more money. We're going to be restoring more sites. And by the way, the foundation has been spending hundreds of thousands the last few years without that royalty. So it's been coming from external grants. We got a grant from Barrick. We got a grant from the John Snow Foundation. We got grants from individual donors. And we have weekly lecture series where we're raising money. So we're very proud of all that. For us, we'd like to conform to what's available to us through the ordinance. The only one change, which we fully agree with, is if the monies that come from that royalty that go to historical preservation are designated for historical preservation sourcing from Story County, they should go back into Story County. And so that was the only tweak, which was to tighten the focus of where we're making those restorations, and no other request of any other change to the permit. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But we're looking at real feasibility today based on not what Sam said, but what third-party mining engineers and experts say. There will be publications coming very soon on what those. But recall that this permit defines very clearly the parameters which we can operate. You know, levels of disturbance where reclamation has to be concurrent and all those kind of things. It requires additional bonding well above and beyond state. It requires not minimum compliance, but restorations. So there's nothing like it in the state of Nevada. And we're proud of that. And so, the concept is just to continue, on that path. And, I think, giving more leeway will result in even more investment. And that's what we're looking for.
Very good. Any
questions? Thank you.
Great. Continuing on with public comment. Any of the miners in here? Okay. Well, if there's any objections, I'll ask. If there's no objections, I'm going to have Kathy go ahead and read the findings of fact for motion to approve.
Okay. This approval is for special use permit amendment 2000-222-A-6-2018. A request by applicant Scott Joel Culver representing Comstock Mining LLC. The applicant requests an amendment to special use permit SUP number 2000-222-A-5 to modify condition 1.2 from an effective period of 10 years to 20 years for surface and underground mining, processing, and ancillary uses in accordance with Story County Code 17.92. The amendment also includes modifying condition 8.5 regarding contributions towards historic preservation projects. The subject properties of the SUP are located in American Flat and Gold Hill, approximately in Township 16 North, Range 20 East, Sections 1 and 12, and Township 16 North, Range 21 East, Sections 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and 9, MDBM, Story County, Nevada. The amended special use permit 2000-222-A-6-2018 conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for Gold Hill Planning Area, in which the subject property is located. Granting the amended special use permit 2000-222-A-6-2018, altering the permit expiration and the historic preservation area conditions with the conditions of approval listed in this report will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health or safety of persons, property in the neighborhood of the subject property, and will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to property improvements in the area, improvements in the neighborhood or area of the subject property. The amended special use permit 2000-222-A-6-2018, altering the permit expiration and the historic preservation area conditions, will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on abutting properties or the surrounding area, and it will comply with all federal, state, and county regulations. The conditions under amended special use permit 2000-222-A-6-2018, altering the permit expiration and the historic preservation area conditions, do not conflict with the minimum requirements in the Story County Zoning Ordinance. Certain mineral and surface property rights exist across the county, and the zoning ordinance serves to protect those rights. The zoning ordinance also recognizes and serves to abide by the mining law of 1872, which provides mineral property owners the right to mine where the property is a mine patent pursuant to Title 30 of the United States Code, Section 29, or an unpatented mining claim located pursuant to Section 23, as well as the right to milling and ancillary uses pursuant to Section 42A. The county has a diversified economy, including agriculture, commercial, industrial, tourism, recreation, and mining. Permitted uses under these categories are found to be economically and socially beneficial to the county, directly and indirectly, when they are appropriately regulated so that they do not cause substantial adverse impacts to adjacent uses and are not detrimental to the health, safety, and general welfare of citizens, property owners, scholars, and businesses in the county. The provisions of the zoning ordinance serve to address and mitigate potential adverse impacts that mining and related activities may have on the natural and historic environment and adjacent land uses, example, residential, commercial, tourism, etc., as they now exist or as they may in the future be developed as a result of the implementation of the provisions and policies of the county master plan, Title 17, and any other plan, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to an official notice by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction to guide growth and development.
Thank you, Kathy. That's it.
Mr. McGuffey, can I get a motion to approve this?
Before I do, I'd like to make a comment. And thank Corrado and his crew. The mine has been a good neighbor. They've been very helpful with the historic preservation and a lot of stuff going on. A lot of it you don't see because it's all, like these pictures you gave, is on the inside. You got to bring the structure back up before you can do anything on the outside. So if you look, you can see the improvements, but it's you don't see the inside, so you don't know. And, I think a lot of people forgot that that big sinkhole problem we had down there, you guys took care of it. You put a new road in. You put a new drain system in. It works flawlessly from the last big flood we had. I think shortly after that, a little while, short time after that, there was another sinkhole appeared, and you guys had it done before the public even knew anything about it. I'll bet the public doesn't know it even came about. So that, and then also I want to remind everyone that you donated the hedge frame and brought it up to the north end of town where it sits now with all the mining equipment laying there. So I want to thank you again for that because it draws a lot of attention. So with that said, I'll make a motion. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 6.A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Commissioner Jack McGuffey, move to approve Special Use Permit Amendment Number 2000-222-A-6-2018 and Amendment to Special Use Permit SUP Number 2000-222-A-5 to modify Condition 1.2 of an effective period of 10 years to 20 years for the surface and underground mining, processing, ancillary uses in accordance with the Story County Code 17.92 and modifying conditions 8.5 regarding contributions towards historic preservation projects. The subject properties of the SUP are located in American Flat and Gold Hill, approximately in Township 16 North, Range 20, East, Sections 1 and 12, and Township 16 North, Range 21 East, Sections 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, MDBM, Story County, Nevada.
I'll second your motion.
All right. We move to second to approve this special use permit amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next up is item number 26, discussion of possible action. This item has been withdrawn. So I guess we'll open up the public comment regarding this withdrawn item. Nothing? Okay. If that's it, we'll move on to 27. Is that right, Mr. Lewis? Okay. Very good. Anybody need a break?
Yeah.
Well, let's take about 10 more minutes, okay? Then we'll come back.